like the progress that Kevin Johnson has made? I know he's not partisan yet, but just where he stands right now.
Yes, absolutely. I think he's close. I don't think he'll be able to go this week, but he's close.
There's a culture of next man up in the NFL when it comes to injuries. But with J.J. Watt, it does feel a little different. Did you like the way that the team has responded today, Wednesday being the first day of, how did they respond with J.J. not being on the field?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a very good response. We had, really good focus in the meetings this morning, good focus in the walkthroughs, had a really one of our better Wednesday practices. And, you know, you're right. I mean, it's unfortunate. It's not, you feel for the guys when they get injured, J.J., Whitney, missing a year after all the time they've put in. But at the end of the day, there's a big but there. You know, like I said the other day, the train keeps moving. It's not going to be one guy that takes their spot. It's going to be multiple guys. It's going to be schematic. It's going to be a unified effort to make up for the loss of them. But it's definitely something that you have to move forward with. And our guys had a good Wednesday.
Billy, what have you seen from Garrett just as a rookie pass rusher? Just the progress and the talent he has.
Miles Garrett. Yeah, no, big guy, explosive guy, good with his hands, instinctive guy. You know, he's been injured. I think he's had a bad ankle. But you can see that, you can see why they drafted him number one. You know, he's a difference maker.
Bill, you added a few players today. We'll specifically focus on the two defensive guys, an outside linebacker, defensive end, both veterans in Lamar Houston and Kendall Langford. What did they show in their workout yesterday, and what do you like about what they can – bring to the team, especially because those are the two positions you lost on Sunday?
Yeah, no, good, two good veterans, really good guys, a lot of experience, both of it experienced adversity in their careers, which I think is a good thing. You know, they've had to come back from injuries. They've had to come back and play at a high level. They worked out well. They were obviously in shape, which is the big key in those workouts. Both heavy-handed players relative to the positions that they play and smart players, you know, guys that I believe can help us. So I think they're definitely two good additions to the team.
Your availability specifically based on their injuries from last year, and they seem pretty healthy.
That's right. Yeah, I think that they seem, you know, they went through a rigorous medical procedure with us, physicals and all those things. And then in the workout, they did a nice job. So it's, like I said, it's good to have them on board.
You added an offensive lineman to Dorian Johnson. Very rare that a fourth round selection available out there. What can he bring? Is he somebody that you guys see as a developmental guy? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I would put him in the developmental category. I would tell you that we really, Coach Devlin and I had him pretty highly ranked when we studied him in the draft. I've known Dorian for a long time. He was a guy that we recruited when I was at Penn State. He's guy from Pittsburgh, very smart guy, very tough guy. So I think it's good. It's good to be able to get him on board and start working with him. And sometimes it's about a fit. You know, sometimes guys fit better in some places than they do in others. So hopefully that's the case with Dorian, with us.
So in terms of identity, you guys, at the beginning of the season, people expected, you know, the defense, being top ranked last year, was going to be one of the top units again. They've had some games where they've played a lot, some games where they've been a little vulnerable. The offense, all of a sudden, now you're a very high-scoring outfit. Things change quickly in this league. Just how kind of do you guys adjust on the fly to kind of the dynamic you have there with the offense and your defense, the changes with them?
Yeah, I mean, to you guys, I think, you know, obviously because we've played really good defense, at times we haven't played well on offense in the past, and we've been up and down offensively. But to me, it's still in this building, it's still about the team, you know. So I don't think we look at it that way. I think we really strive to play complementary football, which we did not do last Sunday against the Chiefs. We got down early. We weren't able to answer drives. Before you knew it, it was 13-0, and finally we scored 16-7. You know, we were always coming from behind relative to the previous week where we played great complementary football against Tennessee. We've got to play good complementary football. That's the key. You've got to take advantage of good field position, take advantage of turnovers. You've got to get them to turn the ball over, take care of the ball on offense, and we have to be more consistent on special teams. I really look at it more as a team thing. I really do.
The way that Deshaun's played the last couple of weeks, is there ever a moment for you where – there were two teams that drafted quarterbacks that didn't draft Deshaun Watson, and there was another team that traded out of the pick that became Deshaun Watson. With the way he's played the last couple of weeks, is there ever a moment where you're like, how is this guy available to us at number 12?
I don't ever think that way, Matt. I really don't. I've been in this league for a while now, and I know that everybody has different ways of doing things. Everybody has different ways of evaluating. Everybody holds different things important to them than other teams hold important to them. I think that at the end of the day, we always have tried. We've always tried to make the best decision for the team, for the organization. And you have to give Rick Smith a lot of credit when it comes to Deshaun Watson. On draft night, he turned to me and said he wanted to trade up and go get this guy. And I said, go for it. I mean, he did a great job in doing that and getting that done. And now we're just, you know, trying to coach him up, and he's doing a good job. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's really more about us, what we believe is important, than it is, you know, us thinking about other teams.
A lot of knocks on the offensive line in the first couple weeks of the season, especially with Dwayne not being here. But lately, the it seems like the running game has really come along. Pass protection has improved. Can you – what is it about the offensive line now and how they've grown from maybe week one to now?
I think I go back and think about the fact that, you know, those guys hadn't played together at all. You know, Nick hadn't played last year. You know, Breno wasn't even here. Jeff Allen was injured a lot last year, especially towards the end. I mean, you know, so I think it takes five guys a while to gel. I really do. There's so much communication. They have to play in concert. They can't be like a typewriter. They have to play together. And I think you've seen the improvement because they've been able to be on the practice field together, be in the meetings together more and more. I think schematically we've done some good things to help everybody, and I think at the end of the day those guys have really done a good job of gelling, and it has to continue. They have to continue to get better in order for us to be able to continue to move the ball.
Do you see Deshaun Watson improving during the middle of the game and also learning from his past mistakes in the game?
During the game, definitely. I think he's a very poised guy, so he's able to take the correction and learn from it, whether it's, you know, a coverage tip that we can learn from, whether it's some, you know, mic point that maybe we need to correct, whatever it is, he looks at you, he nods his head, and he rarely makes the same mistake twice. I think that's something that he does a really good job of, and that has to continue because there's no perfect way to play the game. You have to be able to adjust on the fly, and I think he does a good job of that.
And what did you think when you saw him on the film take the ball out of his right hand, switch it to his left to avoid the strip sack, and then go back? And just like, it was almost like it was nothing to him, but most people wouldn't have the presence of mind to do that.
That's coaching. We work on that every day. We have a drill where we put the ball over here, and then we duck, and we coach that. You didn't see that drill today? He's got a great instinct. He's got good eyes, good vision, good feel. You know, I always get concerned about answering these questions because, I agree with you. I mean, he's done a really good job for a 22-year-old guy. But, I mean, it gets harder and harder. You know, the more you put things on film, the more you have to adjust. And if anybody can adjust and anybody can adapt, it's him. You know, being around him for the time that I've been around him, like I've always said, he's very smart, very poised, and he's got a good instinct for the game, so we just need to keep working day by day to get better.
Chris Jackson announced early today that they're going to make the switch at quarterback with Hogan as opposed to Deshaun Kizer. When you're facing a rookie that's making a player that's making their first NFL start, is that something that you change what you're going to do defensively to make things more difficult, or is it pretty much kind of a standard thing? Like, what do you try to exploit with a young player?
Well, I think you have film of both of them playing, so you have to look at the film and see if there are differences, you know, when one guy's in the game, whether it's preseason or whatever, are there differences when one guy's in the game or when this guy's in the game, you know, what are they doing differently? And if there are, then you have to be ready for two guys. I know that Hugh named Kevin the starter, but you have to be ready for two guys. I mean, because Deshaun's been the starter for a few games, so I think you have to really study the tape and be ready for two, but you don't drastically change. You have to do what you do. You have to really play to your player's strengths. You have to stop the run. You've got to set the edge, build the wall. You have to be in good coverage. You have to disguise. You have to do the things that we do. You have to play very hard. You got to get off to a good start. That's important. You know, so I think it's more about making sure we do our jobs right.